Next up, it's the age of austerity. We've been told that we need to trim the fat, cutbacks. So while everyone's been told to tighten their belts, can the NHS afford to pay for patients to travel to England for an operation which then is not carried out? So this isn't a patient going over to England and getting an operation. We paid in the NHS here in Northern Ireland for a patient to go over to England for an operation and it wasn't carried out. All because a simple test wasn't done that should have been done. This is what happened to Katrina Cosgrave, who was sent to England with her mum Jacqueline, on what turned out to be a total waste of money.
I have a problem with my right hip. The joint comes out of the hip socket and it tears the muscles and stuff around the hip. And I have a cyst on the joint as well. It's very sore.
So you've been in pain and you've been on crutches for the last 2 years, is that right?
Yep. Stuck in bed a lot. Very sore.
So when you were told by your consultant that you were finally going to get an operation on your hip, you must have been finally a bit of light at the end of the tunnel.
Excited to get it over, but nervous at the same time in case something went wrong. I had to go to England for it. I had to pay for it to get it over here. It was near 6,000 and I couldn't afford it.
So you were offered the chance to pay for it privately here but couldn't afford it?
Yes, I was offered it in Belfast but I couldn't afford it. So the NHS has to pay for it and I have to go to England for them to pay for it.
This was last week. So tell me what happened.
I went to England for the operation and then they told me, after they got me ready for theatre, they told me they couldn't do the operation because I hadn't got a MRSA test done.
So you've travelled over on crutches, on a plane, on a train, got to a B&B, got to the hospital and a test wasn't done so you couldn't get the operation?
Yes, that's right. You'd think that would have had the test all sorted before they even sent me over to England for it. Save me hassle to go back. It's too sore walking about all the time on the crutches. Tearing.
What was it like coming home then, having been told that you couldn't get the operation?
Very devastating. Very tearing.
Were you in a lot of pain by the time you did get home?
Yes, and still am. Looks like I'm going to have to suffer another way.
Jacqueline, as Katrina's mother, sitting there in that hospital last week watching this all unfold and knowing that she's been put through this trip for nothing, what was going through your mind?
Well, I thought, you know, when we were coming back, it was going to be, you know, they told her it was going to be some months in recovery for the operation, but I thought that was Katrina starting to join a tunnel now that there was a bit of light at the end of the tunnel and she was going to improve steadily and be able to lead a life for a 22-year-old.
So how did you feel last week? Then you've gone through the difficulties associated with travelling and Katrina being on crutches and in pain, but it's going to be worth it because she's going to get that up.
Well, that's the way we thought. Now, when we got there, we were, you know, she was exhausted. She was really in a lot of pain and that. And I said, Katrina, one more day, you know what I mean? So way we went to the hospital, we had to be there at 7 a.m. in the morning, no breakfast, no nothing. And hospital was lovely. The staff was fantastic. And just doing a checklist of the nurse, she just asked about an MRSA. She'd hold on and she went away and she says, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to disappoint Katrina. She's not going to have her operation. I said, what? She can't have it. It is standard procedure in England that all patients have MRSA tests done. They were absolutely disgusted, to tell you the truth. They said this consultant that Katrina's under had sent patients before there and he would have quite rightly known the procedure that they carry out before any operations are done.
What's your opinion of the NHS here at the minute?
I'm very, very let down by the NHS. You know, I just cannot believe that this has happened, to be honest. I think Katrina has suffered enough and the pain level that Katrina would be in is, you know, nobody would understand the extreme pain. The painkillers that she's on, she's losing her hair.
How much do you think this has cost then? Two return flights for both of you, B&B, the payment to the NHS in the north of England to have the surgeon, the anaesthetist, all of that on standby?
I would say 5,000 if I'd done it. £5,000 wasted belonging to the NHS.
Well, the Southern Trust in a statement have said that they've contacted the patient today to put arrangements in place that will avoid any further delays in treatment, and they're refusing to get to speculate, as they put it. I don't know what they mean by speculate about communication between the patient and the hospital tasked to carry out the procedure. We don't want them to speculate. We just want them to tell us what happened and if there's any learning from it.